Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is brought to you by Manpower of Central Iowa. Manpower, 62 years of finding great people for great companies, manpower.com, and Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do, DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
Well, we had a kind of a lengthy news segment there. It's 25 minutes now past the hour of 5 o'clock. Welcome back to the News Hour. With us in studio is Jeremy Hummel. Jeremy is the president of the Central Iowa, the Greater Central Iowa Apartment Alliance, and we're going to be talking about the apartment business. We hope that Ann Black will join us from AARP perhaps next half hour. Jeremy, welcome to the News Hour. Good to see you.
Thank you for having me, Michael. Appreciate it.
So we just had a story moments ago about the hotel, not Hotel Fort Des Moines, but Fort Des Moines property. They're going to be putting in a bunch of market rate apartments over there. And anyway, the other day we had a story about 1,500 apartments being built in central core of downtown, 1,000 apartments being built out in Waukee in the western suburbs. And it's like, man, where are all these people going to? We're going to talk about that a little bit, but I want to first find out more about the Central Iowa Apartment Alliance. Who are you guys and what do you do?
Well, I'll tell you first, effective January 1st, we are the Greater Iowa Apartment Association, so we're pretty proud of that.
Yeah.
That's not out there everywhere yet, but it came with a cool new logo, and we're thankful to everyone that took part in that. The Greater Iowa Apartment Association is currently, we have about 270 members, all apartment homes, and and that would be like management companies, owners,
right,
independent rental owners. And then we have, I believe that equates to close to 22,000 units.
Wow.
Around the, yes.
22,000.
22,000. The majority of that is here in the metro and suburbs. We are growing. With the name change this year, we will be looking to expand throughout the state. So that's very exciting. So, you know, we have a lobbyist. We look at the legislation, sure, that benefits us and that could potentially harm us and our owners. And we come together as a bunch of, landlords, managers, real estate professionals, and we plan for this, what you're talking about,
sure,
right now.
Sure. Well, as we take a look at apartments, I mean, and you guys are spread all over the board, the Greater Iowa Apartment Alliance, this apartment alliance that takes in these 22,000 plus units, they come in all different shapes and categories, don't they? I mean, from very moderately priced places all the way to some big guns.
That's correct. I was actually looking at a market survey, I believe, last week, and it's amazing how much difference there is in, a $590 studio, and
right,
I saw studios now priced out there in the western suburbs, $765.
Really?
Even, I think, in excess of $800 for small
one-bedroom.
Yes.
Wow. And that's large compared to New York or Detroit or the Chicago area,
Right.
And that's nothing as far as prices. But here we are in the Des Moines metro, and we've got to take a look at pricing here. What about apartment occupancy? In what area are most of the apartments full? I mean, in what price range? Are those mid-price apartments, or is it the high end that's really going fast, or what's going on?
I would say that mid-range is a stabilized market, we're seeing high occupancy consistently. The higher range is something that people are starting to head towards because they love those amenities.
Sure.
They like to get out.
Granite countertops.
They love those granite countertops and hardwood floors, and they like to have, a tennis court or a basketball court out there, a fitness center, community centers that they can go into. So they're willing to pay more than, they're willing to pay $150 a square foot to have those amenities.
Right.
They don't have to leave their property to go work out anymore.
Uh-huh. And as we're talking about apartments, and there are some of these that are being built right now that are,
absolutely,
very, very, very nice. Rents, 1,300, 1,200 square foot, are running anywhere from $1,500 to $1,800 a month, somewhere in that ballpark. And that's obviously with more amenities. when we talk about it, and we just had an interesting story. The National Home Builders Association had a story last week talking about, well, my gosh, 66% of millennials prefer to live in the suburbs rather than the urban core, which we thought was kind of odd because they're talking about home buyers. And the trends among millennials seems to be more in the rental category. We had a story yesterday where millennials prefer to rent their clothes, for crying out loud. So they're going to be buying houses. So we looked at that with a little bit of askance, and Joel Ashbrenner today in the Des Moines Register had a little bit more detail about that, suggesting that millennials are just like everybody else, that some will move out to the suburbs to buy homes, some will stay in the city core, and others will try to get in the area in the near north side or in the near sides, in the donut hole, they call it, of around the donut area mm-hmm. of Des Moines. What are you finding in the business? Where are millennials moving?
Well, I can tell you that they're moving downtown.
Yeah?
A lot of them are moving downtown. I believe that the occupancy downtown is, I'd be surprised if there were very many vacancies at all right now in a downtown loft or an apartment available down here. These apartments down here filled up some of them before they were even completed. And that
is
looks,
that right?
And it looks to be, it just looks like a stable place to have built, to have, renovated or whatever they've done in these different buildings. But I can tell you, as overseeing about 2,350 units, that we have very high occupancy, but we don't have property in West Des Moines right now.
Oh, I see.
West Des Moines has, the western suburbs, uh-huh. I should say, because we want to go out to Waukee, mm-hmm. They exploded. I think there's 1,600 units coming online
That's
this
right.
year, and which is very exciting. I hope to be part of some of that at some point.
Sure.
I will be, as with my involvement with the association, but they're seeing something just a little bit different. They're seeing increased concessions that we haven't had to offer for a long time.
Which is the next question.
Okay, I'm jumping ahead.
No,
I'm sorry.
That's very good. At what point do we get into saturation where builders and developers of these apartments are saying, oh, wait a minute, we're going to give 2 months free rent, we're going to give free water, we're heating, utilities, whatever it happens to be. Or at what point? Are we at that point where some people are doing that?
Unfortunately, I'm already hearing rumors that we are at that mm-hmm. point, especially for some established properties that have experienced high occupancies over the years that have been out there for 10, 12 years. Unfortunately, those properties are suffering a little bit because they can't really take their rents up to $1,500 in a 12-year-old
sure.
property with less amenities. So they're having to do that. But even the new construction, I'm hearing rumors that they're having to look at their pricing, and they're also having to look at those concessions.
I had lunch with a professional in this business just yesterday who was telling me that some of the high-end places in the western suburbs are already offering 2 months free rent.
And you probably heard it from the same place I did.
Okay. Probably. We got a pipeline.
Yes, we do.
so that's interesting. It really is. It would indicate to us that maybe we're at that tipping point where we're overbuilt. But developers build for the future as well. Wouldn't that be right?
They do. And I was hoping I'd get the opportunity to mention that, I've really talked to a lot of people since you invited me to the show
yeah.
about their feelings about this. And, I've got a whole range of answers.
I
mean, we got people that are really directly involved in this that are saying that they expected to be full before they open the doors that are less than half way full, 50% full. And I've got people who are still saying, we'll fill up within 6 months. And you've got people that are in the industry directly related to these properties that are saying that it will be a couple years before they stabilize. And they want to be wrong.
I'm sure they do.
They want to be wrong, but they're unfortunately that, it's just kind of all over the board. And these are people that know the industry. And they're all, a little uncertain about that area, particularly the western suburbs.
Jeremy Hummel is our guest. He is with the Greater Iowa Apartment Alliance, now a statewide organization as they have expanded
yes.
past the central Iowa area. And you're also in the business of watching over about 2,300 properties. So you're in the business. You know.
Yes.
When we talk about occupancy rates and at what point do renters, people who are looking, when do they start to know whether or not they can negotiate a better deal? Or don't they?
Well, hopefully they don't listen to your radio show and think that this is a good time to start negotiating.
I think they probably would be.
there's a lot of opportunity out there. There's so much product available to them. Really, you just have to have the right product in your price range. And that's kind of, I work for a company that does very well in that area. I mean, Conlin, really, we have the right product at the right price point. Mm-hmm. And so it's very easy for us to maintain high occupancy. And I don't want to make that sound too easy. I've got a team that works their tails off to do that. But it makes it, you know, when you've got that right price point with the right product, high occupancy is easily attained. But in some of these larger properties that have all this competition, I mean, right. I don't know. Do you throw a tennis court out there and hope that you have a bunch of people that play tennis? They're faced with, you know, some big challenges. What do we put on our property that's going to take them from the other side of West Des Moines?
Speaking of West Des Moines, I kind of got lost the other day, and I don't know what the street was that I was on, but I was just stunned. It's the street between Valley High School and 235. I don't know if it's Ashworth or if it's Ashland or what it is. Yeah. And anyway, that street, I was headed over to 50th. That's where I was going. And I was stunned at the amount of apartments and condominiums and townhomes. I had no idea that all of those existed back there. And some of those properties are getting a little dated. They're maybe 20, 25 years old. Those types of properties, keeping them up and keeping them attractive to a new generation of apartment dwellers costs some major cash, I would imagine.
Big money. Okay. Big money.
Do you guys do a lot of renovation with these?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think there's a lot more renovations going on because people are recognizing that, hey, we have to keep up. We're forced to.
Yeah.
And if we want to raise our rents, we're going to have to offer those granite countertops, those hardwood floors, or at least a step up in the carpet. And so, yeah, we are seeing that, definitely.
So I have to ask this question. I've never been in the apartment business. One of those, I've never had a client, actually, that's been in the apartment renting business. What's the best part of your job on a day-to-day basis, overlooking 2,300 places? And what's the worst part? What's the thing that drives you really happy? What's the cool thing about your job?
The coolest thing that I think we do is we interact with someone new every day, and we get to do something. No 2 days are the same for us.
I bet. Yeah.
No 2 days are the same for
us. It's good for us. I should be in that business because I've got ADD so bad, I'd love it. You know, it's never the same thing.
There's nothing greater than renting a home, finding the right home for someone.
Right.
That really is kind of what I think gets in your blood, is you're just the excitement of finding the right home for somebody.
And on the negative side, what drives you nuts? What's some of the bad
snow
stuff?
Removal?
Snow removal.
I think that
that's not what I expected.
Right,
but
now in the middle of the winter, I think that a lot of people would say, you know, I mean, you got to keep those driveways and those walkways clear, and nobody likes the bills that come with snow removal.
Yeah, I can imagine. And the other thing is, you got to have tenants be able to move their cars so that you can get the thing. Yeah, and that's always a headache.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely.
I can well imagine. Jeremy Hummel is his name. He is the president of the Greater Iowa Apartment Alliance. Just a brand new name change. They're a statewide organization now. They do some lobbying. They also do some work within their organization to better train each other and their suppliers on how to better perform in the apartment rental industry. We talked at length about the buildings and all of the new stuff that's going on. I appreciate you coming down and talking about this. Great answers, by the way. And I'm just confused because I'm thinking, as a consumer, I'm looking out there and say, really? We're going to fill another 3,000 apartment units in the next 16 months? Wow. We better have some folks moving here.
I hope we do. And if you think of any new questions, I'd love to do it again.
We would love to have you. I really appreciate you coming in. We're going to step aside. We've got the Wall Street Journal report. We've also going to take a look at the Iowa 25, the 25 stocks that we look at all of the time. And maybe this half hour, Anne Black with the AARP of Iowa. If not, hey, we'll punt. This is the NewsHour.